Only the most incisive local focus group could have ever dreamed of something so magically delicious. The pear might be a laughing matter, especially during Durst's oft blue joke of the day and Brown's blunt What Would Willie Do segments, but together they're worth listening to, particularly in comparison to the other limp morning shows clogging the AM and FM dials. Congratulations from the San Francisco Weekly. The best morning radio show in the city, according to them, is your show.
Yeah, it's in the best of that just came out in the SF Weekly.
Get the hell out of here.
You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God.
Hey, somebody likes us.
What are my friends going to say?
I'm used to being the underdog. I've never been the best of anything.
The Weekly? Oh,
I know.
No.
I know.
I'm the focus group of one right here, so I'm very proud and pleased, John. That's great news.
Our big boss, Bob Agnew, sent an email. He just said, congratulations. The buzz is growing.
Yeah.
And the momentum is building on the show, and it's fantastic.
We'd rather have him send a raise.
Nothing says love better than a bigger paycheck, right?
Piece of that.
So what's coming up on today's show, gentlemen?
Oh, we have Dennis Herrera, our city attorney, is in. Of course, it's D.C. Thursday. Marianne Akers.
Bob Summerby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And an author of Hostile Takeover.
Yes, David Sirota will be also with us. It's a chock-a-block show, again.
And, John, I got to share with the two guys. The Speaker of the California State Assembly invited us to broadcast from his office
on
June 7th, the day after the primary.
Nice job, Mr. Brown.
Bobby Almanez.
All right, coming through for us.
So I'm talking about. Nice job, Willie. Nice job, guys. Congratulations on your plaudits.
I'll applaud right now.
All right. That's going to put a wrap on the Progressive News Hour for this day. The aforementioned Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right up after our earthquake. We did that for the last 2 months. We're going to do a report on the levees. That's next. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. We're KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, an in-depth and investigative look at the California levee crisis. Michael Rush reports.
Thanks to Hurricane Katrina, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to declare a state of emergency in 24 communities in the Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Delta areas. There are more than 200 sites on the state's levee system that are in need of repair. Near Sacramento, construction is set to begin on 3 specific areas.
In the Woodland area of Yolo County, it's called Cache Creek. There are 3 sites there. Full construction through the summer and completion by November 1, 2006.
Oscar Hidalgo at the Department of Water Resources. Meantime, the Army Corps of Engineers is working on 10 other sites after emergency funding came through for them. Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fear of the Corps says that fixing and maintaining levees is often a bureaucratic process and requires an emergency for them to get involved.
Once we complete a federal project, it is a federal levy. If it's not an emergency basis, no, by the way, the state or the county has to look at it and make that assessment first and foremost before we can get involved.
And these repairs are not enough. The California Bay Delta Authority now has instituted a 10-year plan to repair, replace, and look forward to see what needs to be done to keep people safe, keep that water flowing, and fashion a vision of what the Delta should look like 100 years from now. Tomorrow, a worst-case scenario. What would happen if there was a major levee breach during an earthquake?
Listen every day at 7 and 4 for the Quake special report on California's levee crisis, or go online and podcast the entire special at quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Thank you for calling. calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:03. This report brought to us by the Office Depot. In no particular order, here's our problem spots. Marin First, 101 southbound at Tiburon Boulevard, car stalled in the left lane. Accident in the right lane, or perhaps two. It's a motorcycle and a car on 880 northbound before 23rd. If you're wondering what the slow-up is coming through Daly City, here it is. Four-car crash. One spun out the wrong way in the fast lane of 280 southbound after Ceremony. Bike to work day, 100,000 people expected to get out of their cars, so maybe traffic will be a little bit better today. Baybridge Toll Plaza, metering lights are on, back up to Grand Avenue now. Go into Office Depot today and find over 400 ink and toner items in stock and save up to 15% on multi-packs or up to 15% on Office brand ink versus the national brand. Office Depot, taking care of business. Details on today's Bike to Work event, the bottom of the hour, more local news coming up now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
7:05 and good morning from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. If you're bicycling along the bay for Bike to Work Day on Herb Kane Promenade, that's how I came here, the Herb Kane Way, that is officially what it's called when it goes along the bay. There are people on their bicycles. Come by the Hotel Vitale, drop in.
And you'll be able to actually witness in person the lead-in talk show.
The best.
The best talk show.
Morning talk show in San Francisco.
According to the SF Weekly Best Of.
Oh, don't you love it? Don't you love being fantastic. The best of something? I mean, and I love what they said about the competitors.
Would you say limp or wimpy?
Limp. That's really insulting. Wimpy, you can get over that.
Yeah.
But limp means as unattractive.
Yeah, you get called wimpy, you can attack a country, you can invade a country.
It was a double award because Best New Talk Radio Station was 960 AM The Quake and Best Morning Radio Show, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
So how do they call it a Best New Radio Station? It's been on for, 2 years?
Well, but that now people are starting to notice and set those presets to 960.
The hell is wrong with these people?
Well, and I also think it's the ads on television. I told you I was shocked the other day. I've turned on my television trying to find something interesting. And what I hear Will Durst say, and early too.
Yeah. Too early.
Does that ever flip you out when you're reading the paper and you're going through the paper and then suddenly there's a picture of you in the paper and you had no idea it was going to be there?
Oh. They don't use the high school photograph.
No, they don't.
But I've been giving them. I've been constantly giving. They're using my current day photograph, and I don't like that at all. But, you know, wonderful things are happening around the country for dialogue purposes. Mr. Bush is standing on the border as we speak, somewhere in Arizona or New Mexico. Somewhere he's there saying to people, hey, listen, you can't come in. I'm going to build a wall. I've got some contractors who need work.
What was the Senate okayed a triple wall for a 170-mile stretch?
Ooh, a triple wall.
A triple wall.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're talking about doing, though.
So that way you can have Mexicans build one wall, Filipinos build another wall, and, well, we can't get the Chinese anymore because they own most of the West Coast. So
and our national debt.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll have to find somebody else to build a third wall.
Well, you know, they're talking about, however, building what they consider a virtual wall. They're talking about taking the advent of technology, the same kind of equipment they've been using in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and they're going to...
Sensors?
Know, yeah, sensors, all kinds of triggered video cameras or that, you know, flashes when you walk through, when you break the lights, when you break that little red
right
laser light. They're talking about doing all those things, and they have three companies, Lockheed Martin and a couple of others who are talking about showing up, and it's going to cost millions and millions and millions of dollars in order to be able to perfect this equipment.
Yeah, but Kellogg, Brown, and Root can handle that contract.
I would guess, however, that if you watch 24, you'll know that the people who are coming across the border have equal equipment.
That's right. They'll be able to circumvent it.
They'll be able to go right
we'll
past
sell them. We'll sell them the technology to circumvent it as well.
There's another
we'll
part
make
of
money on both ends of this wall.
Technology that's interesting, and I saw this in a blog site, that the cards, the guest worker cards.
The biometric cards.
GPS embedded in the card so that wherever the guest worker is, they can look it up.
Well, you know, they've not been able to perfect those identification cards, and that's why they have not yet been distributed. You know, the Homeland Security people, as well as the people who run the airport securities, have been trying for years, for the last 2 or 3 years, to come up with a method by which there's a foolproof identification card that can be used by people for travel purposes, and while at the same time, simultaneously, ensuring our security. But they've not been able to perfect such a card. As a matter of fact, as a congressman who is like in charge of the committee that has that responsibility, he's been giving the contracts to his relatives, and they have been failing him. And so all of a sudden, it's a Republican congressman, all of a sudden there is a challenge. And then something weird occurred in the state of Pennsylvania, and it's been ignored by almost everybody in the nation, and that is that conservative Republicans decided to organize and go after incumbent Republicans in the primary. They went after the president pro tem of the Senate. They went after the majority leader of
state legislature of Pennsylvania.
In primary elections, in primarily Republican.
Because they weren't conservative enough?
They got 12 of them. They knocked off 12. They knocked off the head of the Senate.
In the primary.
In the primary in the state of Pennsylvania, they knocked off 12. And they said they went after them because, one, these people have been voting for bigger government. Number two, they had been voting for more spending than they should have voted for. And number three, they had not been supportive of term limits or tort reform in the fashion in which, you know, these conservatives would have you do. They also said, we didn't send them up there to work out a consensus. We sent them up there to advocate what we believe in. And they were outspent, i.e., the Speaker pro tem spent $20 for every $1 his opponent spent. The majority leader spent $20 for every $1 his opponent spent. And they both lost, as well as 10 of their colleagues. It's earth-shaking. If you think about it, pro-politicians all over the country are now wondering aloud
shaking in their boots
whether or not some grassroots, low-budget, new collection of inexperienced newcomers. One of the guys is a tile salesman. The guy that beat the majority leader sells tiles. You know, he's almost like a aluminum siding salesman.
Where's his mandate come from? Where are they?
It's
where
all
they conservative.
Pick up
their groundswell.
I know,
it's
but
all
it's
the
a church
religious right.
It's a religious right, and they start Look organizing. Out. And they got funded, by the way, from a group of rich folk, equally as conservative. And they've hired good polling people. They do good focus groups. They figured out what the issues were and could be. And the majority leader only got 37% of the vote. Between the majority leader and the Speaker pro tem, they have 56 years of legislative experience incumbency.
And they just lost that.
They just lost. Now, what do you think those guys in Washington, those Republicans in Washington who have been not delivering? The reason there is such great increased activity in Washington today about immigration, about the budget, and the budget just passed, the reason that Bush consented to have the Intelligence Committee of the Senate briefed, it's all because they now know that performance is being required by the Republican loyalists, and particularly by the conservatives, and they have had nothing to show for the performance. They even agreed, now they have ethics hearings with reference to Ney and Jefferson. Jefferson, the Democrat, and Ney, the Ohio Republican.
Right, and they said that they would have included DeLay if he hadn't left to file the scuff marks off his cloven hooves.
So all of a sudden, things are, in fact, current. One more thing about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's conservatives put together a program similar to what Gingrich did, and they called it Promise to Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
Rather than contract.
Right, on America.
On America, contract to America, whatever they call
for
it.
For America, yeah.
For America. I call it on America.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because they put
out a contract on America. But they called it Promise to Pennsylvania. And that's what they ran on. And they had four simple, direct goals.
Major tenets.
That they intended to achieve. And believe me, it worked. And they won, and it's just unbelievable. My guess, however, is...
Seismic. That's seismic. That's going to...
I would guess, though, that Republican moderates in Pennsylvania are not going to sit still for this. They're either going to stay home in the fall, or they're going to vote for Democrats. So I think you're going to see an earth-shaking change in the state of Pennsylvania, where Republicans have dominated since 1995 in both houses of the legislature. I also think Rendell, who is seeking re-election and is opposed by a Hall of Fame football player named Lynn Swann. I do think that Rendell is breathing a little easier this morning because the guy who actually orchestrated the funding of this revolt, of this revolution, as I'm calling
it. Oh, so there was a major funder.
Yes.
One guy. Who was it?
It was the guy who almost beat Arlen Specter in 2004.
Uh-huh.
You remember, there was
the
a guy
primary.
Named Toomey, right, a Republican named Toomey with just a ton of money and obviously not too many brains. He proceeded to almost beat Arlen Specter, and I would guess that this is going to chill Arlen Specter.
Is this like a Goldwater revolution where they don't care what the actual outcome of the final election in November is?
I don't think they thought they were going to win. Well, I don't know how you beat someone who's...
Because all the moderates and all the independents are going to switch to Democrats, so they'll probably lose at least 10 of those 12 seats, right?
Hopefully. And if they do, I don't think they can lose 10. I think they could lose 5 or 6, and it could change.
And it still changes the nature of the Pennsylvania legislature, which also means in the year 2010, redistricting. So the Democrats will be in charge of redistricting.
If they can hold on.
If they can hold on. Yeah, that's 4 years away.
Right, it's a long time.
But still, if they had control of redistricting in Pennsylvania, I mean, we know how close Pennsylvania's been in the last two presidential elections in terms of electoral votes.
Yeah. And so over the next several weeks, there are going to be a number of elections. For an example, I think now Ray Nagin is going to win in Louisiana
In
New Orleans on Saturday in the runoff. Because... suddenly, Landrieu people have just totally ignored those who do not live in New Orleans but can vote in New Orleans. Nagin and his people
are
have
reaching
been
out.
All full time. Now, in the primary, of course.
Would that be called a get out the vote? Or get in the
get
vote?
In the, yeah. Get the
bring
vote back.
It, bring in
bring
the
home.
Vote. Yeah.
Bring the vote.
GOTV,
come home.
BITV, bring in the vote.
ET, come home.
Phone home.
On home.
And that's going to happen on Saturday. And then over the next 3 weeks, up to and including the California election on the 6th of June, all kinds of things can occur. I must tell you also that...
Well, think of how Schwarzenegger, 3 months ago, in February, Schwarzenegger was written off as governor. Had no shot. That was 3 months ago. And now we still have... And now he looks like he's the peremptory winner. I mean, there's no way, because of the way things have happened and just the way things have shaken out the last 3 months. He's been governing. He hasn't made any major faux pas like he normally does. He hasn't said he's going to kick Nuss's ass. And both Angelides and Wesley have been taking each other out at the knees.
And I was about to tell you that I think that is exactly what they're doing. They're now attacking each other.
Yeah.
With negative ads on television.
And negative ads about the negative ads.
Yes.
My opponent has a negative ad.
Well, okay, but
he
started out.
Ads.
My opponent said he wouldn't do negative ads. Here's his negative ad. My opponent said I did negative ads first. His negativity started when he was a youth.
And Quake listeners.
When he was born.
Yeah.
Quake listeners might also be amused to know that the latest poll out there in the 11th District, Pombo's District, shows Jerry McNerney beating Pombo 46-42%. McNerney is kind of becoming a front runner.
How about Filson?
Filson is there too. I don't have the numbers on Filson, but I think it was.
It's interesting because there's a split between the national money and the state. What do you call it? Endorsement. The state endorsed McNerney. And the feds, the national party, is giving money to Filson.
As Hilda Solis, Congresswoman Hilda Solis, told us, and she said that Nancy Pelosi and Ellen Tauser and all the people are endorsing that particular candidate versus because they believe that he has a better shot at beating Pombo in the
McNerney ran against him 2 years ago and lost.
But remember, he had no support, period. Nobody supported him. Nobody gave him a nickel. He told us that, if you recall, mm-hmm. when we were here.
Oh, but he's got the energy of Parsley. Have you seen him talk?
That's a big difference between Jerry McNerney
and
which one is the airline pilot?
Filson.
That's the one they want.
That's the
one everybody wants.
The national party wants, but the state endorsed McNerney.
And there's a lot of grassroots for McNerney.
They need a pilot, I assume. Huh?
And you can't count out Pete McCloskey.
He's a top gun guy,
You know, Pete McCloskey could defeat Pombo in the primary, and we'll know all about that when we're in Sacramento.
I would assume that Pete is going to endorse the Democrat if he doesn't win the primary. And I assume he's going to work for the Democrat if he does win the primary. And I think what we ought to do, if Pete doesn't win the primary, now there's no way we can get him up to Sacramento so quickly because we'd have to invite him today. That's like invite. You know,
might be listening.
You know, hey, if you don't make it, come by.
We're going to focus on
DC. But I am
going to
make it. I am going to make it.
We're going to get that phone call into Marianne Akers, who writes Heard on the Hill for Roll Call in our next segment, 719.
You think she got briefed? Yeah,
we'll
about the
out.
Eavesdropping program.
We'll find out.
They briefed
out.
Everybody else in Washington about it yesterday.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Stick around.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait from the pile-up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Morning, 7:23. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, Will Durst, the award-winning team here today. Voted best morning show in the SF Weekly, and the American Women in Radio and Television also recently voted Will and Willie best morning show too.
What?
Yes,
we've got a clean up of our act.
We've got to clean up our act now.
Oh, yeah. This is the burden gets heavy.
Women in radio and television?
Correct. The American Women in Radio and Television.
What's wrong with that?
AWART?
You have an issue with women deciding that you are the bod?
We've been on for 5 months. Are people even aware that we're here? How's
apparently.
This happen? Yeah, I know.
Apparently.
Well,
when we're off the air, what do? Go home, read books, go to the movies?
Yeah.
I get on the telephone.
I hand out cards. I go to Progressive Coalition mixers and things.
I saw two plays yesterday.
Two?
Saw Martin Short's play. Very good. It was a lot of fun. A little hokey, but he does some stuff that's really, really funny. It's called Fame Becomes Me. And then I went to see A Number, which is Carol Churchill's play, which is at ACT at the Current. And 53 minutes long.
And he didn't interview you as Jeremy Glick, because he brings people up on stage to do that.
Yeah, he picked out this poor guy named Alejandro.
He didn't pick you, though.
No, thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. I think maybe you would have out-joked him. That would not have
been good. No. He was very good. So if you guys get a chance... Who do we? Is Marianne on
Marianne
the air?
Marianne is waiting. Yeah, speaking of women in radio and television, writes Heard on the Hill for Roll Call Magazine in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Marianne.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome to The Quake as usual on Thursday.
You're a regular on the best morning talk show
let's not get too inflated.
Cited by the American Women in Radio and Television. We think you're one of the reasons.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. Hear me roar. I think you guys got to be the best out there.
There you go. Well, we think you're the best columnist for Roll Call Magazine.
Newspaper.
Sorry.
Marianne.
So what's going on? What are we...
How was the briefing yesterday?
The briefing?
Yes. They said that the Senate Intelligence Committee was briefed. And I would know that they would invite you to be the interpreter.
Yeah, the briefing, I was too focused on the House Ethics Committee actually forming to start investigations into hookers and poker.
Yes, all right. Hookergate.
They actually, they're going to launch investigations, which is really unbelievable because they've had this stalemate for over a year now. So the Ethics Committee reformed. They picked a top Democrat to replace Alan Mollahan, who obviously had to step down because of his own little problems right now. He's under investigation. So they said they're going to launch investigations on Bob Ney and William Jefferson, and into the whole Duke Cunningham thing, which could involve other lawmakers.
The legislator who stepped down, what are his troubles? How did he...
Who, Duke Cunningham?
No. The Democrat who...
Oh, Mollahan.
Mollahan.
The Mollahan thing is a completely separate thing, and they're not investigating him. It's right now, investigators are looking into how he made so much money so quickly in just a few years.
Good investments.
Amassed, over $6 million fortune. And they're looking at his real estate dealings and also looking into his earmarking, basically sending money to a nonprofit group that he set up in West Virginia, which then may have benefited himself personally financially.
Wow. He's a Democrat, isn't he?
He's a Democrat. It's a problem for the Democrats because here they are trying to get this culture of corruption.
Yeah.
Right, to stick. That's been their big talking point, and it was going very well for them until, whoops, they had their own little problem. So, I thought all along that actually could backfire against the Democrats because voters, by and large, look at Republicans and Democrats the same. Throw the bum out. And now that they do have their own problems, though, not nearly the proportion of the Abramoff scandal, which has only so far involved Republicans and I don't think will involve Democrats, but they still do have their own little problem now.
It'd be interesting just to have reconstitute the Congressional Ethics Committee.
Completely. And here's what they said. Here's what I think is
just
really
add water.
Interesting. They said they're going to look into Cunningham, even though he's resigned, has pleaded guilty, is in prison. They're going to look at allegations against him that he basically, Cunningham, essentially a contractor, is alleged to have provided him with hotel rooms, limousine services, and perhaps other services, including prostitutes, access to prostitutes. So the House Ethics Committee didn't use the word prostitutes. The way they put it was, quote, most recently reports have suggested that federal officials are investigating whether Cunningham and possibly other members and staff were provided hotel rooms, limousines, and other services in exchange for performing official acts.
That could be, Mr. Cunningham has been in jail now for a few weeks, and I've got to believe that his ability to talk has improved considerably in that time.
I would think so.
I don't know if his memory has been spurred.
Well, let me tell you, if they say, listen, that those accommodations you're in, they can be changed overnight. You just put the finger on somebody else.
Would you like a window?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you're probably right. So this is going to be pretty exciting on the Hill to have the House Ethics Committee actually investigating members, but something this salacious and juicy.
When was the last time in your memory that the Ethics Committee actually investigated somebody?
The last time in my memory that there was actually real substantive investigation was of Newt Gingrich and his book deal.
Right, which was 8 or 9 years ago now.
That's right, and it toppled him, as you know. He stepped down as Speaker and left the House.
And paid a huge fine.
Was that 98 that he stepped down?
I believe it was 98, exactly.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And he paid a huge fine, had $300,000 or $400,000, and left town.
That's right.
Now he's back, though.
Now he's back and wants to run for president.
But didn't he borrow money from the Heritage Foundation to pay the fine? Or he asked Bob Dole for money or something? I remember.
Yes, he did get a loan from, I think, a couple of different places to pay
the fine. Yeah, the $500,000.
Newt Gingrich has amassed a huge fortune over the past 5 years or so. He's got a number of companies under his name and has been doing quite well for himself.
Speakers' fees and foundations or what?
All of the above. Fees, foundations, think tanks, you name it.
He's the Newt Gingrich think tank.
Did you observe the first Tony Snow briefing session?
I did not. I had the TV on, but didn't really pay close attention to it. I did read a wonderful sketch of the briefing by Dana Milbank in the Washington Post, and he said it started out as the Tony Snow Show, ended up more like Oprah.
There was a teary moment, wasn't there?
Right. Tears, everything.
We're going to stay with the lovely and talented Miss Marianne, Ms. Marianne Akers from Roll Call Newspaper in Washington here on 960 The Quake.
We'll also talk about what's being heard on the Hill regarding immigration, because there's been a lot of lobbying going on, a lot of lobbying. We're going to check in with John Scott for the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, sir. 7:32, good morning. This traffic report brought to you by Panda Express. Four-car crash in Daly City is in the cleanup process, but it's pretty slow through there, right after Serramonte Boulevard, southbound 280. One car may be looking at you the wrong way in the left lane. Just cleared a motorcycle crash off the city streets. 880 northbound before 23rd. Getting better through San Jose at Camden Ave and 85 northbound. Crash is now over on the shoulder. The metering light's on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup to the foot of the maze. Bart's on time this hour. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at Panda Express near you. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. It's 7:32. Today is the 12th annual Bike to Work Day. There are Energizer stations set up all over the nine-county Bay Area where two-wheeled commuters can stop for drinks and snacks between now and 8 o'clock. More detailed information and locations available at 511.org. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom just did his thing with Channel 2, and he's about ready to get his ride started in front of the Ferry Building at 7:30, and then the mayor and the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition will hold an 8:30 a.m. news conference on the steps of City Hall. The first complete east-west bike route from the Embarcadero to the Great Highway is finished just in time for today's event. Routes have also been added recently on Alameda, and new lanes coming soon along North Point, Sloat, Howard, and John Muir Drive, among others. California counties are trying to document the strength of their earthen levees or face removal from federal flood insurance maps. FEMA is considering wiping some levees off its maps if counties don't prove their sturdiness in a disaster. Final decisions won't be made, obviously, right away. The Quake News team is doing a special series this week on California levees, the problem, and the potential for disaster. You can hear them every weekday morning at 7 a.m. You can hear them every afternoon at 4 p.m. on the air. But the entire series is available for download right now at quakeradio.com. A new survey found almost half of Bay Area and American consumers plan to cut personal and family spending this summer because they can't afford the gas. According to America's research group, nearly a quarter of us said we definitely spend much less this summer because of gas prices, while more than half will somewhat reduce our summer spending. Quake weather. It's a cool day today. Very foggy in a lot of places. Highs from the upper 50s to the mid-70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming right back on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts.
With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Listen to 960 The Quake all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special in-depth investigative look at California's levee crisis. Michael Rush takes you behind the scenes as we examine our failing levee system, the costs and problems with rebuilding them, and the impact on the Bay Area in the event of failures. Join us at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. A complete series of reports available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com.
We must have a rational plan that says if you're going to come and work, you're allowed to do so on a temporary basis. You got to pass a criminal background check, but you ought to be able to come in an orderly way so you're not having to sneak across.
You don't have to sneak across the border right now to listen to 960 The Quake. 7:39, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Marianne Akers writes, Heard on the Hill for Roll Call Newspaper. It's not a magazine, it's a newspaper. Rollcall.com is where you can actually get it wherever you are. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, immigration, I understand people from La Raza will be talking to them tomorrow on The Quake. A lot of people have been in town, in D.C., lobbying. Have you seen any of that?
Well, they're all over the place. I haven't personally seen them going up to members and lobbying, but yes, the town is full of lobbyists because, you know, when you're talking about building a huge fence, triple-layered fence along the border, that means contracts. That means contracts for a lot of big companies, and, of course, they would be in town lobbying.
You know, I wonder aloud as to who the workers will be building those.
Yeah. Where are they? Right. That's a very good question.
They'll be guest workers building the fence.
Well, that's my line. You know, how are you going to build a 2,000-mile-long fence on the Mexican border without using Mexican labor?
Well, that's why they're going to allow illegal immigrants to seek a guest worker permit through their companies. So they backed off of the stronger, much stronger provision that some conservatives had wanted to outright deny illegal immigrants the right to petition for legalization. The Senate, as passed, says they can do that as long as they petition through their employer, not from themselves, but through their employer.
Yeah. So can you now see a whole new business springing up? I will get you. I will certify that you work, and therefore you will be able to make the application for the green card.
Green card, blue card, red card. We got them here.
fixers of sorts, right?
Yeah. Well, they'll probably even call themselves coyotes.
Well, the fence that as passed by the Senate, the fence would be half the length of the one that the House approved a few weeks back.
There's no way they can get this through a conference committee in time to vote on it before the end of the year.
I don't think so. I do not think that they will pass anything comprehensive on any issue before they adjourn. There's just no way. It's too heated of an election year. I mean, A, it's an election year. B, it is so tense, so partisan, so acrimonious, I can't imagine that they're going to get anything passed that is substantive.
It's too divisive just amongst the Republicans themselves.
Exactly. And you have the polls showing Republicans are running from the president. The White House and GOP leaders on the Hill are talking constantly right now. The White House is begging them to pass tax cuts, to focus on the Bush tax cut plan, because they're saying, look, if you pass our tax cuts and do what the president wants, then, you know, his ship is going to what is the rising tide? Come on, help.
Yeah, rising tide lifts all boats.
Lifts all boats. You'll lift him, and it will lift all boats. And if you pass his tax cuts, his poll numbers are going to go up. That's going to help all Republicans.
Of course, when the tide goes out a half a mile, that means a tsunami is coming. You should get out of the boat and run to shore. They always forget that part.
And you notice also that in his trips now, when he goes to various areas of the country, almost no Republican elected official shows up with him.
They're ditching him?
They do not. Before, it was always photo ops.
Oh, yeah.
He's down there on the border.
Oh, yeah. That's a fundraising photo.
You know who's with him on the border?
Janet Napolitano?
No, the guys who are coming over.
Hello, Mr. President.
He's not wanted.
El Presidente.
And, Marianne, it's interesting. We are about to be visited by Vicente Fox. He's coming into the state of California in the next week or so.
You going to get him on your show?
Well, he's not coming to San Francisco, unfortunately. He's going to go to Sacramento and Los Angeles, and my colleague Antonio Villaraigosa is hosting him in what he's calling a state dinner. And I got an invitation last evening to come to the state dinner in L.A.
What is it?
On the 26th.
Cool.
Of this month.
You go?
Are you kidding me? I'm going for a photo op.
Damn straight.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask him a question.
26 is a Friday.
Yeah. Did you come across the border legally?
speaking of lobbying, the mayor, L.A. mayor, has been here very, very frequently.
Villaraigosa?
Yes.
Yeah, he goes regularly to Washington.
That's
yeah,
how he gets the money.
Well, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. He's also inspecting the White House.
Oh, really?
New residence.
Is he? Does he have, a little aspiration?
No, I don't know about that. But, Marianne, do you mind if I give him your number?
Please do.
I will. I'm going to give him your number because he really needs to get to know who the movers and shakers are in D.C. and people he can just call on.
The players with juice.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd love to have lunch with him when he's in town next time.
I will make sure he gets your. I'll make his press person is a good buddy of mine as well, and I'll make sure.
That would be great. And yeah, thanks so much.
You'll get a call, and that's a thank you from the best morning talk show.
According to the SF Weekly and the Bay Area, the Women in Radio and Television, Marianne Akers,
and the Bartenders Association, actually
DC Thursdays
the best morning show.
DC Thursdays on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And, you know, we have listeners send emails, and this one might pertain to Marianne Akers' lead topic, the Ethics Committee investigations, Marianne. According to one of our listeners who listens on the way to work and is in the California Nurses Association, right? She sent some stuff that's in the Huffington Post on that. But she said there's a new comedy play in Washington, D.C. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's called Congress Pretends to Clean Up Corruption.
If that's the name of it, I don't know that.
Well, maybe you could look into it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Congress pretends to clean up corruption. And what is this supposed to be?
Profiled it yesterday in the L.A. Times. The comedians in the Senate have voted to accept meals or gifts from lobbyists, but they will let politicians continue to accept trips paid by donors.
Oh, right. Well, look, I mean, yes, they have
to ban the meals, right?
It's a joke. I mean, everything really is pretty much of a joke. So,
Marianne, I thought that was a good way to describe that hearing you told us about. The investigation, the committee's got. That's what I thought they were referring to.
Pretends to clean up corruption, yes.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, I think some people, you know, I have to say there are obviously some members of Congress who are very serious about trying to clean up the perception of corruption. You know, clearly there was some corruption. You know, people have been convicted. But how widespread it is remains to be seen. I don't think it is as widespread as we may think right now. It looks bad on the surface. But I think there are people who really genuinely don't want there to be a perception of corruption against people who aren't corrupt, against members of Congress who are not corrupt.
But it would have been nice to leave some teeth in the ethics reform, as they called it, the self-policing.
It has no teeth, and they can't do that right now because, look, let's face it, the lobbyists are their friends. And you know, something that's interesting right now, this whole scandal has now pitted lobbyists against their good buddies, the members of Congress, and it's sort of a battle of, okay, who's more corrupt, the lobbyists or the members? And the lobbyists are now out there talking behind the members' back saying, oh, they're the ones who are corrupt. Of course, the members, if you talk to them, they're the ones saying, no, it's the Jack Abramoffs who are the corrupt ones, not telling us, not being above board that they're putting these trips on their own personal credit cards. So it's kind of started this interesting battle of who's really more corrupt, the lobbyists or the members. And also, I think that lobbyists are now sort of pulling back on their donations to members of Congress. I think they're giving as heavily as they did before this scandal broke.
Perception.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us, lady.
No, she's got another one.
Oh, she's got another one? Okay, quick.
Well, just a quickie. The one little fun thing I have today is that Ewan Blair, the young son of Prime Minister Tony Blair, was here doing an internship. He was interning for 3 months for David Dreyer, the Republican chairman of the House Rules Committee.
From California.
Exactly. And also another Californian, Jane Harman.
Oh.
Ranking member on the House Intelligence
Committee. From West Hollywood.
No, she's from Long Beach.
He did 3 months with David Dreyer, and everything went great, and then he went over to Jane Harman's office. Well, he only lasted 2 weeks and quit. A little bit of a mystery why he left, but the people close to Harman's office, not in her office, but people familiar with the internship there, say he was a wee bit spoiled, a little bit of a dilettante, didn't want to do the work. And the Republicans say he was great. They loved him.
That's an interesting contrast. That means that, I'm going to ask Jane because she had a little bit of trouble getting endorsed by the Democratic Party out here for re-election.
Oh, right. She's actually being pummeled from the left.
Yes. They decided to make her the example that would be instructed to other Democrats on the war. And they really went after her. I chaired the Democratic State Central Committee's convention, just as a like a talk show host doing the job there. And it was interesting to watch them. And, man, did they go after her. Bitter, bitter, bitter. I called the vote, and they questioned my judgment on the call. And fortunately for me, I got lucky. It was sustained.
Well, guys, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Marianne. And I'll make sure that Antonio Villaraigosa gets that telephone number.
We'll pass it along to you, Marianne.
That would be
always good to have you. Marianne Akers, Heard on the Hill, is her column for a Roll Call newspaper 4 times a week. It comes out, keeps an eye on what goes on in the nation's capital. And you can go to rollcall.com and actually subscribe and read her column on a regular basis. And it's Bike to Work Day. We've got our Burst to Durst. Burst to Durst has got something, perhaps. Well, we'll see.
Ridden while on a bicycle.
Let me think.
Stationary.
Will Durst on a bicycle? No.
Stationary.
No. I bike to work today, but I didn't expect to see Will.
Unless
out
it had
his
a cooler
bike
on it.
7:50. I'm Paul Wells here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Nugget Rhythm, pistachio almond, chocolate fudge, pralines and cream, rocky road, nutty coconut, vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:54, it's sponsored by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it is your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. You know what worries me? Well, a lot, actually. Mad cow? No. Bring it on. Mostly snap beer shortages. That worries me. I'll tell you what else worries me. Now that I'm a big-time broadcaster, let's say that the NSA gets a bug up its butt to track the calls I make. Practice they have yet to deny. Now, let's also say that I call my friend Fred. Now, Fred's a really smart guy, and his brother's a classical guitarist who travels around the world. This is true. Now, let's say Fred calls his brother, and his brother calls a producer in Istanbul to set up a concert, because he does that stuff. And the guy who produces that concert is from Kabul, and he calls his brother who rents cars in Kabul, and some Al-Qaeda minion rents a car from him, and then he calls Kevin Bacon. No, I'm kidding. The other one, he calls the other guy, the one with the beard or something. Suddenly, I'm 6 degrees of separation from Osama bin Laden, which, you think about it, everybody on the planet is. I'm just saying, this not going to look too good when my application to tell jokes at the big company picnic at Landley gets vetted. I'm no buddy of the bearded boy, but you've just added a whole new layer of complex webbing over everything. It's like dumping a 55-gallon drum of nail polish on a contact lens. How does that help? I don't understand. I don't... You know what? I'm just going to follow the advice of a bumper sticker I saw recently. Bush is listening. Use big words. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Well done, Will.
That was more like a confession. It eliminates the need for the NSA and the other agencies to have to track his calls. He just acknowledged that by virtue of all of his contacts, he could possibly be deemed a friend of the guy with the beard and the tank.
The bearded boy, yeah. Yeah, 6 degrees of separation.
With that incredible cell phone. That guy's got the best cell phone in the world.
I want his
cell phone.
I can't get service on Pine Street.
Thank you.
He's traipsing around the Khyber Pass.
And there are no cell sites. He doesn't drop any calls.
No, I get one bar on Pine Street. I drop out.
Not only that, he completes it soon enough, and he must have one of those anti-tracking devices connected to it. Because the people who do the work for 24 have made an offer to triangulate.
You know, meanwhile, now President Bush is back out on the trail saying the same things that he's been saying about NSA. We have a clip here.
There's a lot of debate in Washington, D.C. about connecting the dots. My job is to protect you. My job is to defend the civil liberties of the American people. My job is to act within the confines of the Constitution and the law. And that's precisely what I'm doing.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, he said, you know, he repeated the line, if Al-Qaeda's talking to somebody here, we want to know. And who could argue with that? Of course we want to know that, but that's not the point.
There's no rules.
How can this guy, with a straight face, stand up and say, I am protecting the civil liberties of America? How do you do that?
And he's doing it under the constraints of the Constitution.
Yeah, and hope to go to heaven. Warrantless searches are not authorized by the Constitution except under certain procedures established.
Here's the deal. He is 72 hours after he bugs the phone 72 hours after to contact FISA, the court, the FISA court, and ask. So, but he says, well, I don't have time for that because his speed is of the essence. No. This happens afterwards. I think he is unfamiliar with the whole space-time continuum. I think that he is not really aware that what happens previously is not affected by what happens postly.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
And on that thought, coming up after we check in and see what's going on in the world and the news.
And I'm laughing for the good Lord.
Yes, David Sirota joins us. David's book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Can Take It Back. He'll be in our next segment right here, Progressive Talk
chapter.
Radio, 960 The Quake.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm John Lisk. The opening statements are out of the way, and the questioning of CIA nominee General Michael Hayden is underway. CNN's Lisa Goddard joins us live now from Capitol Hill. Lisa, what have we heard so far, and what can we expect?
John, looks like the toughest questions from Democrats especially are still ahead. So far, General Michael Hayden has spoken clearly.
I'm honored and, frankly, more than a little bit humbled to be nominated for this office.
He outlined his vision for the CIA to better share information and leave more room to question conclusions, but his toughest words were for Congress itself.
Respectfully, Senators, I believe that the American intelligence business has too much become the football in American political discourse.
Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
CNN National Security Advisor John McLaughlin worked for Hayden at one time and says what you're hearing is what you get.
This was a typical Mike Hayden. It was thoughtful, visionary, and gutsy all at the same time.
President Bush pays a visit to Arizona today to an area the Border Patrol says sees the most number of illegals crossing on a daily basis. He is there to push his immigration policies. Arizona Senator John McCain tells the Congressional Hispanic Leadership Institute that immigration raises some basic questions about freedom in the United States.
Are we a nation that refuses to allow people who come here for the most legitimate of reasons, the same reason why our forefathers came here, to attain this wonderful, most greatest privilege in the world, in my view, and that is to be an American citizen?
The Senate continues debating immigration reform today. Stocks are feeling better today after a sharp sell-off on Wednesday. This hour, the Dow up a little over 5 points. The Conference Board says the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, a predictor of future economic activity, was down 0.1% in April. Analysts had expected to see an increase in that measure. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Hey there, it's 8:04. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by your genuine Toyota service department. Two San Jose problems, both 101, different directions. Accident, 101 northbound before the Guadalupe Parkway. Stall in the right lane, 101 southbound after Julian. East Bay problems include the following. 4 westbound at 242, two-car crash now on the shoulder. San Leandro, 238, coming up to East 14th Street. A big rig is stalled in the number 2 lane, so you're no doubt backed up well onto 580 at the moment. That's why that's happening. Large truck tire in the right lane of 680 southbound at Landes in San Jose. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza, back up to the foot of the maze. Just came out of the Caltrain station a few minutes ago. There are a swarm of bicycles. Today's Bike to Work Day. Looks like participation is high. Toyota owners, now is a great time to trust your Toyota to a genuine Toyota service center. Just buy a qualifying service and get a savings card worth up to $25 at America's favorite coffee shop. Restrictions apply. See a participating Toyota dealer for details. That's traffic. Now, it's keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And a proud sponsor of Bike to Work Today. Check that out at 511.org. 805, I'm Paul Wells here at the Hotel Vitale, corner of Mission Embarcadero, where if you're biking around today, you could drop by and join our studio audience, chain your bike up outside perhaps.
Yeah, just pass us and wave.
Pass us and wave. I've seen a lot of bikes go by. And with Will Durst and Willie Brown, we're joined by a guest, aren't we, Will?
We have a great guest. He's the author of a book called Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. His name is David Sirota. David, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
David was also a strategist for Schweitzer, Governor Schweitzer in Montana, and he worked for Bernie Sanders in Vermont, who might be the next senator of Vermont. What do you think?
Fingers crossed, I think he will be the next senator.
He's got a shot?
Yeah, he's got a good shot.
And Schweitzer, we've been hearing a lot of stuff about Schweitzer, of course, the 60 Minutes interview, which was pretty laudatory. I mean, they were dripping all over him.
He's a real cowboy in the truest sense of the word, a guy who had really been a farmer before he ever ran for office, right up until the point he ran for office, and I think he's carried
like
that.
A real human.
He's like a human, yeah.
Yeah.
The subject matter he chose for 60 Minutes, though, had to do more with the coal, the transferring of energy, alternative source of energy.
That's right. Montana owns about, I think it's 500 billion tons of coal. The taxpayers do. And so what he wants to do is turn the coal into liquid fuel. And when you do that, you create a fuel that's far cleaner than any that we burn today. This was something that Jimmy Carter tried to do, if you remember. Synthetic fuels. And actually what's interesting and nobody really talks about is, 25 years ago, everyone made fun of Carter for his synthetic fuel idea. If he had moved forward and that had actually happened, we would be in a heck of a lot better position in terms of importing foreign oil than we are now.
So his idea is to have Montana do it rather than lease it to energy companies.
Well, what he wants to do is essentially cut Montana into the deal. I mean, here, if you have oil at $70 or $80 a barrel, there's a lot of profit to be made. And if the taxpayers own that coal, there's a lot of money for taxpayers to be made. There's a lot of jobs to be created. It's a win-win situation.
His idea is not unprecedented. In those areas, in the National Park Service and other places where there are mineral assets, the U.S. government already makes the deal with some private sector person. And so the governor of that state is not on shaky grounds when it comes to that. That's a reality.
But aren't there a lot of oil leases or mineral leases that we give up as a government?
Yes, and that gets into the book Hostile Takeover. Good segue. It's funny that you mentioned that. A couple of weeks ago, we saw a story in the New York Times about how the government under the Bush administration has suspended royalty charges.
Collecting.
Yes. So that oil companies now can go onto federal land, land that we, the taxpayers, own, pull oil and minerals out of that land without paying taxpayers the royalty payments for our assets. And it's costing this country about $7 to $11 billion over the course of the next 7 years. That's what we're giving away. Again, it was designed to give an incentive for oil companies to drill there, but we're at $70 a barrel. You don't need much of an incentive.
But isn't the theory also that if you do that, they'll lower the prices of the ultimate end product?
Well, that's the theory. I don't think we've lived through that. I don't think we've seen that. I think what we've seen is a lot of price gouging. They just pocket the difference.
In your preparation of this book and your investigation and the research that you did you find at any point where any of the so-called incentives given to corporate America to do certain things, any of those incentives really work?
Well, what I found is that the best thing we can hope for from our current Congress is that the Congress will take a large amount of taxpayer money and give it to an industry as a way to essentially bribe them into doing what the government could basically mandate on its own. So let me give you an example. The Medicare bill is a great one. Here's a bill that would cost $1 trillion. We gave $1 trillion to the health care and the pharmaceutical industry. There were no strings attached. All we said was, here's $1 trillion, give seniors basically an inadequate drug benefit. We didn't say you have to lower your prices. We didn't say that when taxpayers research and develop drugs, we should get a return on our investment. We didn't say any of that. In fact, there was language in the bill, inserted into the bill, that prevents the government from negotiating lower prices for prescription drugs.
Based on bulk buy.
Which is what other businesses, every other businesses do.
Canada does.
Canada does it. Businesses do it. So in other words, we don't ask for anything in return for what we spend.
A lot of our listeners recognize the voice of David Sirota, who is a regular on the Al Franken Show here on 960 The Quake. Al follows us from 10 to 1, and you're twice regular on there. Now, thank you for joining us here and keeping it real with Will and Willie. The the concept of your book is that we're getting ripped off, and that Bush administration has kind of sold out to corporations and just pretty much bankrupted us. I'm wondering why aren't... This is not an unfamiliar scenario for our listeners for, you know, progressive radio. I mean, we're willing to accept that idea. It's why aren't more people besides, you know, little isolated pockets of Air America listeners and the 415 area code in general, how come they're not pissed off?
I think that people are. I think that people, you know, the term corruption doesn't pop very well on a poll because it's sort of abstract and doesn't really affect ordinary individuals' lives. I think when you start getting into examples of how corruption actually affects the ordinary person's daily life. So, again, as an example is energy. Here we have a government that's wholly owned by the oil companies, and I have a section on, you know, the revolving door. For instance, we have a Commerce Department. The Assistant Energy Secretary is somebody from a Synergy Corp, an oil company. We have a Undersecretary at the Commerce Department who is ExxonMobil's chief economist. The Federal Trade Commission, which is supposed to enforce antitrust in the oil industry, she was a Chevron Texaco lawyer. And what we see in at the other end of this is that if the government is in the pocket of the oil companies on energy, all of a sudden it makes sense why we have $3 gasoline.
Oh, no, that's just a coincidence, along with the record profits.
Right.
That's just a coincidence.
Right. But I would say that the corruption's even deeper, is the fact that, think about this, up until very recently, even in the political debate, we haven't even been talking about anything other than which tax breaks to give to which oil companies. That is really where you can see the corruption the most. And I'll talk about one other issue, you know, immigration. You can see corruption right in the immigration debate. How are we having an immigration debate in this country and we're not talking about NAFTA? How are we not talking about how NAFTA has created 20 million more Mexicans living in poverty? How are we not talking about how NAFTA doesn't have labor, human rights, environmental standards to help lift up Mexico? NAFTA was sold to us as a way to decrease illegal immigration, and we're not even talking about it. Why? Because big money interests have used NAFTA to increase their bottom line, regardless of the consequences.
David, does your book cover all of these things, including some other examples?
Yes. The book covers 10 major economic areas. So it covers energy, taxes, pensions, wages, all sorts of stuff. And if you want, I can go through some of the more ridiculous things if we have time.
It's always good to have people grab the handle from a simple standpoint. Voters, as you said a moment ago, the word corruption doesn't always translate into anything that causes a reaction. But when you give examples of what you mean by corruption, when you talked about the energy issue, what's another one of such issues?
Sure. I think a really good one is wages. We see, you know, every politician out there will claim that they're for a higher minimum wage. Meanwhile, what we see is that's not really true, and I'll give you a really good example. Rick Santorum, the senator from Pennsylvania, he has voted 18 times against raising the minimum wage. Senator Kennedy brought up a bill to raise the minimum wage last year. Santorum's in a tough race. He claims, actually, I'm for the minimum wage. So he goes to the floor, introduces a bill to, quote-unquote, raise the minimum wage. Meanwhile, people are shocked that Santorum, he's voted against it so many times. Well, they look at the details, and while it would raise the minimum wage for about 1 million people, it would have eliminated all minimum wage protections for 9 million people. And so it was used as a way to get the Republicans
to raise the minimum wage.
Exactly. So the Republicans were able to vote for that and then kill the Kennedy bill. What happened on the other end? A week later, Rick Santorum was being flown around on a corporate jet owned by Walmart to fundraisers in Florida as the payback. So there you have a pristine example of paying to play. Of a senator who goes out and says he's for something, is for the exact opposite, and gets paid back for what he has done.
Have you been following his re-election race?
I have. I'm originally from Philadelphia, yeah. So I'm knock on wood.
Do they have a shot against him?
I think so.
They got the candidate they wanted.
Casey?
Casey,
the treasurer of the state of Pennsylvania. And in addition thereto, David, I was telling our colleagues about I tracked the conservative revolt against conservative legislative leadership in the state of Pennsylvania, and they got rid of the president pro tem of the Senate.
They did.
And the majority leader and 10 other people, all because the right-wingers or the more conservative elements in those Republican seats. Is there a possibility that that may translate into moderate Republicans not participating in the fall election, or if they do, they'll do it on behalf of Democrats, and maybe Democrats will get control of both houses?
In Congress?
In Pennsylvania.
I definitely think so.
And Ed Rendell will beat
Lynn Swann. I definitely think so. I definitely think Pennsylvania is a real battleground, and that the state is trending Democratic at a time when that Republican Party in the state is trending arch-conservative.
You know, that's kind of what happened here in California, is that the true believers kicked out the Republican moderates at all the conventions and stuff, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, the diverse dichotomy between the Democrats who actually seem moderate in California.
Well, we won every statewide office. We won both houses of the legislature when the Republicans had Lundgren as their standard bearer, etc. Gray Davis won, most unlikely winner, because Jane Harman was on that same deal. Democrats won everything.
Remember Hershenson?
And then, of course,
remember Bruce Hershenson?
Yeah, he just went to a girly bar.
Yeah, a week before the election. That was good time.
Good move.
We're going to come back with more of David Sirota for you listeners of The Quake here at 960 AM.
And if you have questions, you want to give a call, 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. You can also email by going to quakeradio.com.
And we'll tell you how
contact
to buy this book.
Button. And click email Will and Willie at quakeradio.com.
Actually, it's very easy to buy his book. You go into a bookstore and you ask for it.
And the book is Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Can Take It Back. And David Sirota, that'll be something we'll cover in the next segment. How do we take our government back?
Where you been?
817, I'm Paul Wells, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaac, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix, or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Living on the western edge of America and loving it, keeping it real. With Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. People biking to work today and bike to work today, and I have that here. And we have a guest who has written a book, and we're going to look on the How Citizens Can Take Government Back, the book Hostile Takeover, David Sirota.
David, you've been in the business of politics for a while, as indicated in the earlier part of the show, identifying two particularly significant persons whom you've helped to some degree of success. Your book is not only an exploration of how they have ripped us off, but then you also say how we can get it back. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
What's the roadmap?
Well, I told a friend of mine that if I had written this book 10 years from now, I would have eliminated that part of the subtitle. It would just be How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, period. Goodbye. Because I think we're at the precipice now where we're not going to be able to take it back unless we start now. Now, I have a whole chapter on this, and I'll just give two of the big points. I think the first thing we need to do is focus a heck of a lot more locally. That right now we're in a media environment where people are encouraged to only focus their political activism on the White House and, to a lesser extent, Congress. Even though state, local, and municipal policy, as you well know, affect people's daily economic lives in often as profound a way as national policy. Why focus locally? Because the hostile takeover of our government is far less pronounced as you go a bit down the political food chain. That if you put 20 or 50 people in a room with a state legislator and say, we want you to stand up for us, or we're going to work against you in the next election, that state legislator or county commissioner or city council person is going to be listening a heck of a lot more than your senator, your president, your congressman, no matter if you're congressman, president, senator, governor, are good people. It's just by virtue of the fact of the system that we live in. The second reason to focus locally is that we have to accept that the hostile takeover of our government has taken 30, 35 years, and that we have to take the long view. We have to understand that we're not going to take our government back in just one election or two elections, and we have to understand that our local leaders are tomorrow's senators, congressmen, governors, and presidents. The second thing I think we need to do is put public financing of elections as a centerpiece in our politics, and whether you're a liberal, a conservative, a Republican, or a Democrat. We need a way for people, good people who want to run for office, to not have to be specialists in shaking down big money interests. We need a way for people to have an avenue to run for office where they can be independent of corporate influences. I think that, people say, well, that's welfare for politicians. Well, my answer is, look, we get what we pay for. Somebody's going to pay for these elections. Somebody is paying for these elections. And the folks who pay for elections largely have gotten a government that they own. If we want to own our government, we have to pay for our elections. And I should say, again, this is not a liberal or conservative idea. Various states and municipalities have done this. Not all, liberal, not all conservative. I mean, Connecticut has it. Arizona is a Bush state. They have a public financing system of elections. So I think this is something that I've been disappointed that the National Democratic Party hasn't embraced as an official policy, but I'm encouraged that there are a number of prominent Democrats and progressives who are pushing this forward.
Name two.
Well, there's Congressman John Tierney in Massachusetts. He's long had a bill for this. Congressman Dave Obey.
A national bill?
A federal public financing bill.
We already have a public finance bill at the national level for the president?
Well, we do. The problem is it's fairly flawed. It has no...
I think it's responsible for losing Kerry.
Well, it has no provisions in it to fight back against somebody who doesn't opt in. Let me just give you an example. In Arizona, the public financed candidate, if they're running against a non-public financed candidate, they will get contributions matched from the non-public financed candidate above what the public finance. So if the public financing candidate gets $800,000 and the non-public financed candidate raises $1.2 million, then the $400,000 difference is matched. So to give the public finance candidate at least a way to stay in the game. Yeah.
And so when you get a place like California, where $25 million is about the buy-in for Senate seats and for candidates for U.S. Senate, mm-hmm. You are telling us that the taxpayers should pick up the tab for that?
I think absolutely, and I think that the way to keep taxpayer costs down includes forcing the broadcasters to provide free or reduced rate airtime.
Oh, that's something you're talking socialism.
Those are our airwaves.
Oh, they're our airwaves. This is California. They got a bit of a lobby here.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I understand. That's why it has to be federal legislation, and it's something that that Barack Obama has recently talked about on Meet the Press. It's something that I think one thing in this country that we haven't done a good job of is understanding what are our public assets. That the airwaves, for instance, are our public assets, and we don't charge as taxpayers. We don't ask for anything in return when we give it away. Just like we talked about with the oil companies and our oil reserves that we own. Just like, you know, when we, the taxpayers, research and develop a prescription drug, we shouldn't be just give away that research and get price gouged. So the airwaves on this issue, we have to start looking at them as ours. I'm not saying that means we have to have, you know, government-owned television, but asking for something, some reduced rate airtime, so that we can actually have a democracy.
How about
in this country.
Free?
Free airtime, great. Absolutely.
Let's not do a reduced rate.
Free, I'm with you. It's our airwaves.
You're hearing the voice of a man who's written a book, and the book has a program on how to get the government back from the
barons
and the pirates and
David
all the
Sirota,
other
brilliant hostile takeover book that a lot of people are talking about. I was at the New Progressive Coalition, and you're one of the recommended books that they had on display last night.
He was in he's in Helena, Montana now. He worked with Brian Schweitzer.
Arianna Huffington, Al Gore, they've all had something good to say about your book that's right on the jacket.
I could give you some, if we have time, I want to give people just an understanding of exactly how the propaganda system works in this country on energy. Do we have a second?
Yeah, give the Quake listeners the lowdown.
Okay, let me, this is how things work in Washington. Let's go back to energy because it's on people's mind right now. This is the kind of thing that passes for debate in Washington. The Cato Institute, a lot of these policies originate from think tanks. The Cato Institute takes grants from Chevron and Exxon. They've recently issued a report claiming, quote, fossil fuel resources are becoming more abundant on Earth, not scarcer. Okay, that is a report that is issued and parroted in the political system. Then the president of the Chevron Exxon Shell funded Heritage Foundation, he wrote an op-ed on
Earth Day. Is it raining oil somewhere? Is that how it's being replenished?
Apparently.
New dinosaurs are dying.
Apparently, yeah.
No, it's coming from the people we're burying.
Oh, there you go. The Heritage Foundation, the president of the Heritage Foundation wrote an op-ed on Earth Day claiming cars, quote, clean our air. That was his rationale for why we should oppose fuel efficiency standards, because cars are cleaning our air. The Washington Times. And then this is my favorite one. John Stossel, you know, he's got a new book out, the claiming to debunk lies and myths. That's his book.
Right.
He published an op-ed last year during last year's energy crisis, headlined "In Praise of Price Gouging," and he claimed that as more and more Americans are struggling to pay their skyrocketing energy costs, Stossel argued that, quote, price gougers are saving lives. This is the debate on energy going on in our political system.
That could be read a couple of ways. I mean, Thomas Friedman keeps advocating a $3, you know, tax on gasoline, raise it to $6 to keep people
and
from
fewer
using.
People will drive.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, there is a way of viewing that.
Yesterday we had the story, and CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, is putting out a TV commercial and putting it in major markets to counter Al Gore's movie coming out. That we have a problem with fossil fuels and with emissions and with carbon dioxide. Like, it doesn't exist. Carbon monoxide's not a problem.
How about this one? How about a little bit of hypocrisy here?
Trees cause pollution.
Let's talk about Vice President Dick Cheney on the issue of tort reform. He gave a speech at Walmart's headquarters saying junk lawsuits are cluttering the courts, weakening our economy, hurting employers and workers. That's sounds great from Dick Cheney. But as I write in this book, Cheney railing on lawsuits is about as credible as Wilt Chamberlain preaching abstinence. In just the 5 years that Cheney served as Halliburton's CEO, the corporation was involved in 151 court claims in 15 states, 30 lawsuits per year, under Cheney's leadership. Public Citizen reports that actually that corporations file about four times as many lawsuits as individuals. Corporations, in fact, are 69% more likely to be sanctioned for frivolous lawsuits than individuals. So when you hear the term tort reform, what they're really saying is individuals should have no right to fight for their rights in court, but companies and big money interests should have every right to do whatever they want in the legal system.
And 5 years after Vice President Cheney issued an energy plan written by and for his friends in the energy industry, that was secret. We were never allowed to know what they talked about. This is the result that we're seeing right now. And there was a Washington Post ABC News poll that 2-1 or better, the public preferred Democrats now to handle gas prices, and the poll also shows that 56% say they want Democrats in control of Congress after the elections.
Yeah, that's now. That would be nice if this was October 29th, but
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
David Sirota, good luck on the book, Hostile Takeover. Thank you so much for coming to join us.
Thank you all for having me.
Hope to speak to you again.
Anytime. And right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. It's 8:31. Good morning. Traffic brought to us by the Hyundai Challenge. Let's begin in San Jose. Two problems. Two different directions of 101. This accident is northbound before 87. No lane information. The southbound crash is after Julian. It's in the right lane. Walnut Creek, 24 westbound after 680. Truck stalled in the right lane. In Redwood City, 101 northbound before Woodside, car at the center divide, and it doesn't look like it's any big drama. There's a few brake lights past it. The back of the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, a little bit past Grand Avenue. The metering lights are on. BART is on time. And the Caltrain station is across the street from 960 The Quake Studios. We looked out the window and saw literally hundreds of bikes. Big participation today. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. 8:32 on 960 The Quake. Here's what's happening. Bike to Work Day in the Bay Area. The Bicycle Coalition of the Bay Area tells us that on an average day, about 36,000 people bike to work. It could be as high as 100,000 today. One recent AAA survey shows that gas prices are up over $0.50 since last month. The National Bicycle Dealers Association reports bike shops nationwide are seeing more customers who are looking for ways to save a few bucks on gas money. A scary ride for passengers of a United Airlines flight, which had to make an emergency landing yesterday when an indicator light showed an inflatable emergency slide had deployed. The indicator light apparently was right. One passenger told a Portland TV station that the slide rolled out while the jet was in the air and was flapping above the wing. No one was hurt and the plane landed safely. The days of first-come, first-served seatings on Southwest Airlines planes could be nearing an end. The airline is overhauling its computerized reservation system to add the ability to assign seats and also make international flights. There's no guarantee Southwest will do it. They say that they'll ask their customers what they want before they make any move. In April of last year, there were 935 homes on the market in Stockton, Tracy, Lathrop, and Manteca, bedroom homes for the Bay Area. Last month, that number went up to 3,500, a 270% increase. Consequently, home prices went up only 9% last year. The absolute brutal commute to the Bay Area has not only been a physical drain to those who live out there, it's a financial cost as well, and people who do foreclosures in the Central Valley say the numbers are up and rising. Bay Area weather today. A lot of fog and cool, too. No warmer than perhaps 77 inland. High 50s on the coast, San Francisco, high of 62 today. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Listen to 960 The Quake all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special in-depth investigative look at California's levee crisis. Michael Rush takes you behind the scenes as we examine our failing levee system, the costs and problems with rebuilding them, and the impact on the Bay Area in the event of failures. Join us at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. A complete series of reports available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com.
On this Thursday, May 18th, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst on 960 Progressive Talk Radio. And what was that? Your microphone was
Sirota? Didn't you think Sirota was great?
David Sirota, his book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Can Take It Back. Go find it. Randomhouse.com is where you can.
And I think we ought to go through that book and we ought to use some of the material. Because the examples that he gives are examples that people can understand. So when you use the term corruption, you can cite. When you use a term that would say, how do you overcome it? How do you take it back, so to speak?
That's what I
like. You can cite it.
Yeah.
You can walk through
local
in their
level.
Simple, absolutely.
Very simple,
simple definitive. And it's interesting how within the content of his book, he's even gone and checked on some of the debates that have taken place, and he's highlighted the contents of those debates and the references. He looked at the whole business of all of those op-ed pieces and how inconsistent they are with the true facts. He gave the example of Rick Santorum introducing the bill to protect himself on one flank and on the other flank, taking everything away, kind of like what you do when you do tax. tax cuts. You raise it on the people who are not paying it now, and you give the people who are paying it now a reduction.
Right.
And screw the smokers and drinkers.
That's right. And the people who are filling at the pumps. Who is paying for the national debt right now, or who is paying more than their fair share of taxes? The people who can least afford it. It's a regressive tax. Now the government's taking in more money because the gas price is up. So they've eliminated, made all these tax cuts. The president's passed these tax cuts. 1% gets the $70 billion of tax cuts, top 1%, yet everybody's paying more.
I like the idea, though, the Democrats are perceived as being better at the gas pump than
That's May. That's May 18th.
I know. Let's just keep the ball rolling.
No, but better at the gas pump means they're going back. We're getting away from self-service. You're going to have congressmen out there filling your tank.
Yeah.
I like Let's ask Bob Summerby if he fills his own tank up in Washington, D.C. It's our D.C. Thursdays here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We always check in on our nation's capital with a few people, including Bob, the DailyHowler.com Summerby.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob, Willie Brown here. How are you?
Good morning, Willie, and Will there, too, I'm hoping.
Hey, Robert, how's it going, buddy?
Good. You know, I used to get angry when I heard that our grandchildren were paying for the national debt, and then I realized one day, hey, wait a minute, I don't have any grandchildren. It's working out beautifully for me.
Now, we mentioned Al Gore before we went to the news. You actually went and saw the movie?
You know, I did. Last night was the East Coast premiere, and
I'll start on a
kind of a trivial note. I've always wanted to be fixed up with Queen Noor, and last night it almost happened.
No.
I just read in the paper this morning Queen Noor was there.
Oh, no, you didn't know?
I noticed her twice, and I couldn't.
Is that a princess? Is that a queen? Yeah.
No, you know, she has this gigantic head of hair, and I thought, who was that woman with that? We probably shouldn't go any further.
And it wasn't Ariana.
No, it was Queen Noor. I think I recognize her. There was my chance, gentlemen. No.
See, you're not a true politician.
No, any
politician would have gone over with without acknowledgement of who she was.
Hey, Queen, how you doing?
Yeah,
I wondered today, would I have said anything if I'd realized
it? Oh, sure you would.
I just want to be able to say, hey, Queen, how you doing?
Yeah, no. It's
kind of like when John Riggins was drunk and said, hey, Sandy, chill out.
Yeah. We've probably said too much, but I've always admired Queen Noor on the Larry King show, and anyway,
anybody else on note?
This morning when it turned out Queen. The movie was, you know, it was a very interesting evening. Now, as you know, I just, as happenstance has it, I was a college friend of Al Gore's. We were actually part of a roommate group for 3 years, so I've basically known him my whole life, and I think Al is one of the greatest guys on earth. And I'll tell you what I was struck by last night. Al Gore has an astonishing amount of knowledge. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much that guy knows. The film is, I think, has perhaps a few too many facts and figures in it, and not enough of just Al, although there is some of that too, but man, that guy knows a lot of stuff.
Well, Willie saw the presentation, the PowerPoint presentation.
Short version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it a slideshow, and I'll have to admit, last night watching it, that is not exactly a slideshow.
Not at all. It is so incredible in what he does and how he takes you and involves you in the process of what he's doing.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, Willie, where did you see him make the presentation?
Last June, we had Earth Day or Earth Year or Earth whatever from all over the nation, 25 of the top. All over the country, all over the world.
All over the world.
It was invited here.
World Mayor's Day or something.
No. It was the World Environmental Day.
World Environmental Day.
And it was here in San Francisco, and we were talking about the globe. And we built a tent in Union Square under the mayor's direction. And the feature of the tent event was Al Gore's presentation.
Interesting.
With a dinner to follow. It was the most riveting of the 67 minutes that it took him to walk through. I'm telling you, he had people standing for 4 or 5 minutes cheering and screaming and yelling at him, why didn't you do that in 2000?
I'll tell you why, because every time he opened his mouth in 2000, the press corps was there with some idiotic thing. And when he discussed the environment...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He invented the Internet.
Yeah, when he discussed the environment in 2000, the response was, Al Gore wants to eliminate the car, which, of course, was completely absurd. But
and the press jumped on that bandwagon. The press jumped on that bandwagon. Oh, it wasn't just the Republicans.
Totally. No, it came from the press more than from the Republicans. It's still one of the great untold, unexplained, unexamined stories.
Remember, the press loved that Al Gore invented the internet because he actually made claims to have facilitated not the invention of the internet.
He actually never said that.
No, right. No, no. What he said was totally different. What he said was actually true.
Yeah.
Everyone understands he was the leader within the Congress in the 80s and early 90s. Within the Congress, he was the leader in developing what we now call the Internet. I mean, it didn't exist then.
And the other thing they hit him with was one time he mentioned that he might have been the basis for one of the characters in Love Story.
Which is true, by the way.
And the author of the book said it was true.
I was there. Eric Siegel, the author of the book, was living in our dormitory our senior year, and he had done the Yellow Submarine for the Beatles, and so he was a god. Al was a big Beatles guy. I was not. But that made Eric Siegel Lord God on Earth, that he actually knew the Beatles to Al. So, you know, Al and Siegel got to be very friendly, along with Tommy Lee Jones, another one of the roommate group. And Siegel later said that he had based that character partly on each of them. It was all so stupid. None of it was worth discussing for 10 seconds, but the press corps...
Oh, you know, it diminished his credibility so much because every time... Yeah.
And all I can think last night, you know, what they always used to say about Al during the campaign, they used to mock him as the smartest kid in the class. Hey, after the last 5 years, how would the smartest kid in the room look in the Oval Office today? Yeah. Maybe we should elect the one who isn't the idiot next time. Would that be a possibility?
On that score.
A president who's like me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want nobody superior to me in the White House.
I stepped on Willie. Wait. What?
Hey, yeah. Bob. Don't you think that 2008 we ought to be seriously encouraging Al to reconsider his stated position that he isn't running?
Willie, I had my ear to the ground last night, and I was kind of asking around and poking and prodding. And I'll admit that the candidate himself actually said to me, you know, I noticed a couple of weeks ago you said on your website that I might not be the ideal candidate in every way. I think, geez, I have one reader left.
Just Al Gore.
Yeah, and he memorizes. That's the whole
thing. And he knows you personally, so you got to answer to him.
And what did he say?
Well, you know, I have two thoughts about it. I would love to see a world where Al Gore could get some justice, and B, you know, if Gore ran in 2008, he has the perfect profile. By the way, He has the perfect profile on so many issues. He gave a speech in September 2002 about Iraq, which if you read that speech, and of course they called him every name in the book when he gave it. If you read that speech today, it's like prophecy. Everything we all agree on now is what he said back then about diverting our attention from the war on terror and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he has the perfect profile, but if he ran for president, every one of those idiotic stories, Al Gore wears earth tones.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Gore had to hire a woman to teach him how to be a man. All those idiotic stories, they would all start up again. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about it. And by the way, his approval numbers, this is what I was pointing out on my site a few weeks ago, his approval numbers are very bad. He has been turned into a public buffoon in the eyes of many, many voters. Because they've heard these stupid stories for 7 years.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. You know, and that's probably one reason Neil Young's new album has a song called "Looking for a Leader" on it.
Yeah,
I have a question.
I mean, you know,
did he shave? Does he still have the beard? Is he still going for the Grizzly Adams look?
He does not have the beard.
All right, so
go on. And Bob, you know, he lives in San Francisco now.
I've heard. Yeah, Paul was telling me that he has a place out there.
Yeah, he has a place out here. And then finally, I got to tell you that speech that you referred to, he first gave it here. I arranged it with the Commonwealth Club.
Really?
They moved the venue to the Fairmont Hotel. I did
that. But it was the Commonwealth Club, right? September 2002. Yeah.
That's right. I did that. I arranged that for Al because it was going to be the first major speech by any Democrat criticizing the Bush War.
Well, I'll tell you, go back and read that speech today, and that speech is what everyone now agrees on. And, of course, at the time, he was called every name in the book.
Yeah, he was.
Al Gore is unhinged again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was strident. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for checking in. What do you got coming up this weekend? Anything?
I'm probably going to be spending time with Queen Noor.
Oh, cool.
Good for you, Bob.
We'll talk to bring that up.
We'll talk to you next week.
But you're going to tell us about it next week.
Check out his blogging at dailyhowler.com. And at 8:50, it's What Would Willie Do in our next segment.
Already?
Yeah, and we're running late, so we better get on with it. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie and Will, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd, so make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Number 11, pistachio almond, chocolate fudge, Thailand's and cream, rocky road, nutty coconut, vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake? We ask a question of the mayor without looking at anything earlier. Now, yesterday on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, with an email that we had, we were musing on how the immigration question and everything that's going on with that and the NSA has put Baghdad, Iraq, what's going on in the war, Iraq, off the front page. As if by cue, this morning San Francisco Chronicle has fear paralysis seized Baghdad. What would Willie do to keep our country focused on getting out of Iraq?
Well, I don't think that we have a choice. The country is focused already. Every community that's lost any person to the Iraqi war, and there are many communities that have lost multiple young men and women to that war, are really focused. Those communities are focused on the idea that somehow we've got to end the war. It's not unlike what occurred with reference to Vietnam. It was not Washington. It was not anybody except the people themselves, with the teach-ins on Vietnam, with the demonstrations that the students conducted on Vietnam, with the actions of the mothers who had lost children in Vietnam, the human rights organizations that recognize the incredible kind of brutality that some persons connected with the U.S. government were engaging in. A combination of all of those factors prompted this country to come to its knees on the question of whether or not we should stay in Vietnam. And it was so intense that even an incumbent president had to step aside and not seek re-election. I believe that we are at that same stage with reference to the Iraqi war, or we are almost there. The fact that the San Francisco Chronicle would use a color photograph of those horrible roadside instruments, as they call them, that have been so destructive, and the continuation of the reports on a daily basis from many of the news organizations about the number of people who are dying on the civilian side, the number of people who are supposed to be police that are in fact dying, the reports about the number of ordinary Iraqis that are beginning to surface with reference to that war. I think a combination of all of those things will prompt this nation to continue to focus between now and November 8th on getting out of Iraq. I also think that the administration, which obviously is making an effort to turn around its image, that speech by Mr. Bush, ratings from the polls, the business of sending a briefing team up for the Senate Intelligence Committee, rating from the polls, the whole issue surrounding the movement of the budget, rating from the polls, the Senate, the Ethics Committee moving as they're doing. The Republicans clearly know the report card at this moment in every category says incomplete and will transfer into failure if they are adjourned without having achieved anything. The Iraqi war is the number one thing that must be achieved. And between now and November 8th, the reality of movement will take place. What would Willie do? Stand by and watch.
And that moment of silence was brought to you by all the people that are suffering from the war, our troops that are getting killed and injured, and as well as innocent Iraqis who can't even live their lives. There are shopkeepers in Baghdad and other places who can't continue their lives. Their shops are closed down. They
all
live every day in terror. And no weapons of mass destruction were found. It's 8:58. City Attorney Dennis Herrera joins us in the next segment. And I'm Paul Wells here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The
Quake. City Attorney.
Stay with us.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call